been start, y'all been start forming tactics, now you're making another change because Chris is out. What does that do, instability in such an important position, do, like, have an effect on the office in general and Tom in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to, you know, we're always aware of helping, you know, our tackles, as most teams are in the NFL, with chips and slams and things like that, helping on the edge. That doesn't change. That's a weekly thing. You know, and honestly, we really do, you know, have the mentality that those guys can step in and do their work, and we, you know, we're aware of it in some ways of having a couple ways to get the ball out quicker, and, you know, but that's a weekly thing. That doesn't change much with who's in there. So, you know, for the quarterback, it can't be a thought. You know, you have to trust your teammates to go in and do their job, to step up, and you can't let it affect your play or how you approach the game. You know, you got the trust and faith in those guys, and that's how you approach it.
Oh, it's receptions, the fumble of, you know, we don't have time, there's so much you can do. When he's not seeing things, or he's looking and locked in, what do you see in that? What do you, in the middle of the year, kind of work on that, just based on, you know, he's making better throws, the way he's making strides?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things, and we do talk a lot in our room in general about, you know, as the week goes on, you expect certain things, you know, certain coverages, certain looks from different teams and their schemes. And, you know, when things get changed a little bit, when the play goes on, you just got to get off your first progression, get to your second, get off your second, get to your third, whatever it's necessary. You can't get stuck and you know, hung up on one side of the field or in one, you know, one part of the route combination. So we talk about that a lot, about getting off our, you know, reading through all of our plays, understanding the difference between pre-snap, post-snap reads, and being really disciplined in that way. It's about, I mean, there's the only things you can do is, and there are ways to you know, kind of use it in practice and get through the reads, you know, whether it's your feet work and redirecting your eyes with your feet, all those things. So we do that in terms of our drill work. But also it's about tape, watching tape and just reacting and having them react in the room in meetings as they would, as close as you could get it to game-type situation.
Bill said that, you know, he wants to have him out there, starting with this week without switching, but how concerned are you guys that he keeps getting this many turnovers, that just the numbers, you know, the fumbles and interceptions, they're all going up?
Yeah, you cannot turn the ball over. You know, you can't turn the ball over. We all know that. Tom knows that. And, you know, that, so... It is what it is. The ball can't get turned over, and you can expect to win. So, you know, I think he realizes that going into the game. We got to reduce that. We got to do our best, you know, in terms of prep, whether it be in the film, whether it be on the practice field, in terms of our prep, make great decisions with the football. Got to do it, and we can't turn the ball over. And that's that.
Topic, but same what happened with Eli Manning. Was that surprising to you, and just your thoughts on the kind of career that Eli's had?
Yeah. Yes, it was surprising to me. And, you know, I've said to you guys before, and I think, you know, having worked with him for 9 years, but worked specifically with him for a couple years in the room, you know, I would just tell you the guy's the, you know, the ultimate professional, shows up for work every day. Obviously, I mean, the streak speaks to that, but the streak is, you know, talks about the games. I'm talking about the daily grind and the way this guy works and his professionalism. A guy who just showed up every day, worked through whatever situation was thrown at him. Never complained about it, never said anything about it, just really worked to get his teammates and the guys around him better and to get them to perform. You know, you can't speak enough to how the guy does his business. And, you know, I have the utmost respect for him, and it was a great experience to be around him for that time.
Sean, those two interceptions by Tom, Bill called them bad decisions. How do you work with Tom to make sure, I mean, is that an instinctive thing, or is that something you could help him not make the same decisions?
Yeah, I think it's both. I mean, I think some of it's instinct, but some of it is doing a very good job of explaining to him exactly what that look was, you know, and why we want him to get off the first progression onto the second. Maybe the second isn't there. Maybe it's onto the third. You know, interceptions are always every interception is unique to itself. It really is, you know, and some have other people involved. Some are just on the quarterback. I did think those were two bad decisions that he made. He knows that. He would tell you the same thing. And I think you just show them the tape, but you got to do a great job of explaining, like, exactly what we're seeing. So if that comes up again, that certain picture comes up again, that coverage shows up again, we don't repeat the mistake. And that's, to me, the biggest key to it.
Is there a way for you guys to know on the staff? It seems like with some young quarterbacks, a turnover is just part of the learning program. They came through a bunch of interceptions over the year, but they get off it. And then it seems like there are some guys that's just the nature. Is there a way for you guys to know which it is, whether it's a learning curve or this is just who a guy is?
I think there's always a combination. You know, I think there are certain guys that, you know, they're chance takers. You know what I mean? Like, they have complete faith in their arm ability, and they're going to try to squeeze things into tight holes. Maybe that makes them a little bit more susceptible. There's guys who are just young, and, you know, that adds to it. So there's all kinds of factors that go into it. And I think you work with these guys, you get more familiar with them, and I think you can figure out how to help them kind of get out of that pattern of turning the ball over.